Welcome to the Call It In podcast for women seeking more depth and more meaning in their life, more happiness, more healthiness, more peacefulness, more abundance, and more overall fulfillment. Each episode provides practical, actionable steps in mindset, soul set, and heart set living for seekers on a mission to call more into their lives. Join us for a new episode every Wednesday as we call it in with Dar.
I find signs, symbols, and synchronicities an exciting area of metaphysical study. How about you? In our series on animal medicine, we delve into the spiritual meaning of animals, their cultural background, and the repetition of seeing these animals reoccur in our daily lives, whether it be in person, on television, or social media, or in the pages of a book. They're fascinating. And the topic of today's episode is one of those fascinating ones. If you are feeling particularly stressed or beaten down by any situation and want to boost your sense of power and self-confidence, call on the medicine of the lion for authority, leadership, and the power of community. Lions are frequently known as the king of beasts or the king of the jungle, and are sometimes depicted in artwork with a crown. Interestingly enough, the lion symbolizes the higher energies of the universe and the crown chakra. It also has a very well-developed throat chakra and a roar that can be heard for miles. In ancient folklore, the roar was used to summon the power of the sun and to call lightning and thunder down from the sky. The lion is a universal symbol of courage, strength, royalty, majesty, wisdom, and knowledge of the ages. Lion medicine teaches us to stay centered in our core power and to rise above impatience. Egyptian lion symbolism is one of wealth and the solar energy of gold. The lioness is a regal mother of protection with a divine presence, self-knowing, and self-confidence. She hunts among her sisters for the benefit of the pride. Together, both lion and lioness teach the lessons of patience and clarity. The mountain lion appears in many tribal stories as a symbol of a wise leader who knows his intentions and leads with confidence, cunning, nobility, and courage. In some regions, they say that the lion moves silently in moccasins. The Hopi look to the lion as a sacred guardian who gave brave and reliable advice. Navajo tribes also considered the lion as a guardian and protector. Pueblo people believed that the mountain lion was a protector and one of their most significant spirit helpers. In the Zuni folklore, the lion was associated with the northern direction and was considered god of the north. In the Bible, there is the reference of Christ being the, quote, Lion of Judah. The winged lion is associated with Mark the Evangelist. In some Christian lore, the Virgin Mary is referred to as the mother of the lions. In Eastern culture, there is a story of Lord Yushini coming to earth as part lion and part man to rid the world of evil, restore peace and balance to the earth's dharma. In Japan, there is a lion dance, a dance for protection. In Chinese culture, the lion is associated with the rulers, royalty, and protecting the dynasty. Buddha was said to have the strength and wisdom of the lion. If the lion is your spirit animal, you will face challenges head-on without fear. You have strength, cunning, and will outlast the competition no matter what. Lion people are great leaders and can deal well with uncooperative groups and team members. They have commanding communication skills, honor, respect, gratitude, and are noble and courageous. Lions are unique to the cat family because they live in groups or what is called a pride, making them the most social of big cats. So lion is a spirit animal, can help you be more connected to community. Call on the lion for courage, strength, royalty, leadership, clear communication, and a sense of community. Call on lion medicine. Call it in with Dar.
Have you ever been so joyful and elated that you buzzed with excitement? That is exactly what you'll experience with Dar's new flight deck of Oracle cards. Each of the 48 cards includes an original, hand-drawn, pen and ink bird illustration, an inspiring mantra, soul guidance adjectives, insightful numerology, high vibrational energy, color therapy, and channeled light codes from the archangels. Find out more at darsdivineconnections.com/cards. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Call It In with Dar. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave a review. And don't forget to check out the show notes page for special offers and more information at callitinpodcast.com.